Hello guys, I hope all of you have an amazing day ahead. In today's podcast, I would like to talk to you about looking at the brighter side of 2020. As we all know, it's been quite a few months since most of us have been under the spell of our new friend, COVID-19. By the end of this year, a lot of us might have faced a lot of unfortunate events, mishaps like loss of family or friends, loss of jobs, inability to meet and be with our family and friends, and restrictions brought about by a lot of precautionary measures. Now, let's talk about what it means to look at the brighter side of these situations. Well, we can say this year, 2020, can be seen a year with a lot of negativity. But at the end of the day, the thing that counts the most is our perspective, how we decide to view these series of events, and which series of events do we decide to focus more on. Generally, we can label and approach these things as being positive or negative. It is true that some of us prefer to look at more things in an optimistic, in a hopeful way. And sometimes some of us have to snap out of our pessimistic mindset. Now, if you think about it practically, it has become a necessity to pull out some positive vibes from a negative situation for us to be able to see the good things and focus on the good things a little bit more than the bad things, to maintain a balance, to relax. As they say, too much of something is not a good thing. This goes for a more positive as well as our negative attitude as well. To simplify it, there are always bad things in life. What we need to do is look at the other side of the coin. It's an ability that we all possess. There are many reasons to look at the bright side, a few being that concepts such as optimism, hope, happiness is linked with a healthy lifestyle. Pessimism and a lot of these things, pessimism, negative mindsets have proven to have a lot of negative effects on our physical as well as mental state, cardiac arrest being one. Some of the mental issues a lot of these negative thoughts have caused or can cause are loneliness, depression, anxiety, and insomnia. Being optimistic would definitely not change everything in a moment. However, it will condition you to be able to look at your life from a more positive and healthy perspective, which in turn makes life better and better in time. Your optimism will allow you to reason with yourself, think of solutions, make better decisions, not just during COVID crisis, but in life as well. Now let's talk about, we can look at a situation in an objective way while remembering that new doors open every time some close. If you're one of the people who have lost their jobs during 2020 or are unable to manage the work from home situation, let's take a breather. Let's relax. And let's look at things. The more we relax and when we look at things, we are able to see some more options, some different variations, a lot more solutions emerge. Losing a job can be seen as having time to relax and being able to find better opportunities while coming up with initiatives for better management for those who are working from home. Now, the second thing to consider, this year truly has been overwhelming. In order to induce some positivity, productivity, and to relieve the stress, one can involve themselves in activities such as walking, reading, exercising, cooking, singing. These small hobbies, anything that helps you de-stress yourself, take your mind off of all these negative things, and enjoy a bit of time in your day. It could be activities you can do by yourself. It could be activities you can do with a group of friends. It could be activities you can do with your family. But all of these small things make a big difference in the end. Another thing we can think about, another thing we should think about, is focusing on the good things that happened this year. This year has indeed been very different, but that's the beauty of it. The strength, as well as the necessary support to deal with all the bad things in life, while reminding us that no matter how dark the night, there's always a beautiful day to look forward to. These good things, these positive things, this gift of time, this allows us to rectify our habits, spend quality time with our family, as well as relax ourselves more. This is one of the things we can take from this year. Take advantage of this change. Try new things. Form new habits. Break old bad habits. Form new connections. Try new things. Explore your horizons. Explore yourself, your interests as a person. These will not only help you achieve more in the future. A very important thing that we should never forget is to always look ahead. It's important to be aware of the past, but it's very important to keep looking and moving ahead. This year is just like another year, just like every day. A new day arrives, and so will a new year too. This is something we always need to keep in mind. As humans, we are persistent, resilient. We always strive to be better. We always strive to grow. And we have the power to rise up from all the bad things that have happened, to grow stronger. And we do that by keep moving forward. So never stop rising and never stop hoping. Seek help from family and friends. Open up and talk. Share what's inside your mind. Share what's inside your heart. There is always help, all the time. Take this time to make yourself feel good about yourself, to make yourself feel okay about mental health, and give yourself a chance for a safe and healthy lifestyle. They say sharing is caring. Share a smile. Share a happy hello. Share a good morning wish. Share a good day wish. All of these things, these small little happinesses in life, will always keep you going strong. So here's a little bit about looking at the brighter side of 2020.